It's not a secret. I mean, life plays with you, doesn't it?
Cal Poly professor Skye Bergman was fascinated by her 99-year-old grandma, who was still working out and smiling through the days. Bergman was approaching a milestone in age and was seeking insight on how to live a meaningful life.
I was looking at approaching 50, and I wanted some positive role models out there. There just really weren't that in terms of media. Everything was anti-aging rather than we're all going to age, so we want something positive to look forward to.
To help find the answer, she decided to interview her grandma and dozens of other senior citizens to share their stories and secrets.
What's interesting is that none of them really said exercise and eat well. I will go back to what my grandmother said, which is, you know, her secret for a happy life was just to be kind.
Bergman says people used to listen to their elders for guidance, and that doesn't happen much these days, with some people feeling like it's a chore rather than a gift that they can call their grandparents.
We learn that history can repeat itself, but we have to learn from our past so that hopefully we don't make the same mistakes in the future. And their sense of resilience, especially now with all of us going through this pandemic, I think of their stories and their resilience, and it really helps me get through some of the tougher times.
Bergman's film is now critically acclaimed and has aired in local film festivals. Her grandma Evelyn, at 103 years old, got to watch the film on the big screen just 6 weeks before she died. But Bergman says her grandma did things on her own terms, and she just wanted to see the film before she decided to say goodbye.
She literally said, "I'm done." She stopped eating and taking her pills, and she passed away in 2 days. And it was as stubborn as she was in life, that's as stubborn as she was in her passing.
For Grandparents' Day this Sunday, Bergman reminds people to call their relatives, or even better, write them a letter. To watch Lives Well Lived on PBS, we'll have the show times on our website at kcbx.org. For KCBX News, I'm Andrew Russell.